Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
Good Sunday morning. It is, yes, Emmanuel Barbari said it. It's me. It's Pete Hoffman. It's been a while, but I'm back. Got Emmanuel Barbari on the side of the, on the updates. We got Kevin Wall on the other side of the glass. And we have you, 877-337-6666. It feels like I haven't said that in like a month and a half, maybe 2 months. I was on vacation, had a couple things I had to do, but I'm back. Let's go. And I have to start with possibly the worst person at his job in the history of people and jobs. Okay? Now, we can listen to and watch the Mets game and be like, Jacob DeGrom had a rough game. He's human. It was not good. And we're going to get into a little bit about DeGrom in general, about how he hasn't been himself lately. But my goodness, Angel Hernandez is by far the worst umpire in the world. He is the worst person on his job of all time. Okay, and I heard Jacob DeGrom, his comments on what he said after the McNeil hit, McNeil misplay in left field, and how you saw Jacob DeGrom arguing with Angel Hernandez, and you never really see DeGrom that type of person. He's never really in your face type of thing. Okay, but Jacob DeGrom got angry and rightfully so, and then afterwards he kind of backed down. He was like, you know what? I was looking for pitches. I thought there were strikes. I went back into the clubhouse, and I was wrong. BS, Jacob. Okay? BS. Because you struck out someone on literally five pitches. Five pitches were over the – four of them were right over the plate. Angel Hernandez called three of them balls. He's terrible. There's a thing called Stat Tracker. Okay? They have this pit. They have a strike zone. They're over the plate. We see it. He is terrible. And now, listen, Jacob DeGrom's got to be better, okay? Jacob DeGrom let it get to him. He was a little bit off. He was leaving pitches up, and he got hit around. Jeff McNeil not helping you out in the outfield also. That's going to be an issue. So, yes, Jacob DeGrom is human, but my goodness, when you have someone as terrible as Angel Hernandez behind the plate, you're not going to win, okay? I'm not giving DeGrom pass for the whole game, but for the first inning, he was angry and rightfully so. Angel Hernandez, off the second batter, the first walk of the game, five pitches, four were right over the plate. Maybe they touched the corner, but they're in the strike zone. How? Listen, I don't want robo-umps, but my God, this guy is terrible. You talk about one of the best pitchers in baseball hitting corners. Dude, I remember the Atlanta Braves, Greg Maddux, John Smoltz, Tom Glavine. They were getting calls all day long, every single game, because they were consistent. They were always this is one of the best accurate pitchers of all time, throw velocity that no one else has seen on a regular basis. And this idiot goes out there and can't see a ball over the freaking plate. Like, what the hell? I don't understand how this guy still has a job. Okay? It's so ridiculous. And then I understand, oh, MLB's doing something about it. He's not going to get to ump the World Series. Fire him. Fire him. Fire him. Fire him. I understand there was the rest of the game after that. But that was one of the worst at-bats, worst umpiring of all. I'm sorry. I just had to get that off my chest because he's a moron, as BT would say. But this is so stupid. I see Kevin Wall laughing over there. But, I mean, you can't have, you need glasses, you need something, but they can't allow this to happen. They can't. Listen, DeGrom was off. He was. After that, he was a little bit off. He wasn't as persistent. His slider was tailing off. He admitted to that. But you weren't wrong when you were upset at Angel Hernandez. You were right. He's terrible. Okay? Now, again, leaving pitches up is not going to help. They were hitting you around a little bit. He gave it that home run. It was not a good game. Jacob DeGrom is human. It's the first time in 40 starts, I believe. I think there was 40 starts in a row that he had three or less runs given up by Jacob DeGrom. That's impressive. That's unhuman-like. It doesn't happen. He's the best pitcher in baseball. He is. But you can't have an umpire be so idiotic behind the dish. You can't. I'm sorry. And to have McNeil misplay a ball in the outfield the way he did, it was not a great inning for DeGrom, not a great inning for the team, but it's no big deal. In the long scheme of things, it's really no big deal. This team is winning over 100-plus games. They're going to clinch the division soon. That Braves series is really what it comes down to. Mike, is there a concern level to Jacob DeGrom? A little bit. Last DeGrom gave up 3 or more runs prior to last night was August 30th, 2020 against Miami. Thank you, Kev. I mean, that's it's 2 years ago. But is there a little concern for DeGrom? Because lately, you know, he had that bad Cubs start. He lost it with Pittsburgh a little bit. He doesn't really give you as much length as you want. Yeah, there's some issues right there. And he's basically got one more start in this regular season before the playoffs. So is there any concern? I don't have a lot. I think he'll be locked and loaded. He can't have this type of day in the playoffs. I'm not concerned. What I am concerned is that the umpires are terrible. And they beg me to ask for a robo-ump. I can't have that. I can't have that. Now, again, it's not all on Angel Hernandez because there was moments where DeGrom just was leaving pitches up. So that was on DeGrom. But the second batter of the game, 5 pitches, 4 in the strike zone, and he walked him on 5 pitches. That can't happen. You cannot allow this guy to keep a job with that sort of vision. All right, listen, we're going to get into so much. There's so much to get into. I haven't been on in a while. We're going to hit a lot of the Judge stuff. We'll hit Jets-Bengals, Giants-Cowboys. There's a ton of things to get into, but DeGrom, Mets off the jump. Dwight is in Brooklyn. What's going on, Dwight? Welcome to the Fan.
Yeah, I think that the Mets, their problem is Marte's not there. If he was there, I don't think they would be having any problems. Everything I think stands.
Well, that has nothing to do with with Angel Hernandez being a terrible umpire. Listen,
Starling Marte
definitely adds to the lineup, but they hit the first inning. Vientos got a home run, and then they just died after that. The bats were a little bit dead. Listen, I'm not concerned about this offense come playoff time. I'm sorry. I know a lot of people want to make a lot of big things out of stuff. Listen, Starling Marte will be healthy for the playoffs. He's supposed to be healthy for the Braves series, which will be great. That'll be great. But what it comes down to, this is a playoff team. This is a really good team that's never even had really a long slump. They've had like 3 games in a row they've lost. Okay, fine. Which team hasn't?
They should have did something to trade deadline for that hitter behind Alonso. I think they should have went after Josh Bell.
Yeah, but listen, but Dwight, listen, and you're right that the Mets probably should have gone after, or they did go after.
And I don't like their bullpen, because in the playoffs, it's all about bullpen. You know it's going to be a lot of close games.
We're going to talk about the bullpen, though. There's a ton of things that are working in the bullpen right now. It's not perfect, but there's a lot of arms coming in now, whether it's and Dwight, hold on a second, okay? Because I just want to get to the Josh Bell thing real quick. We'll get to the bullpen in a second, but the Josh Bell thing. You sit there and say, oh, the Mets really should have got Josh Bell. The Nationals were never trading the Mets anybody from their team. I'm sorry. It just wasn't going to happen. Sure. They could have given up an arm and a leg, and they still would have been like, I want two arms and two legs, okay? So Josh Bell was never coming to the Mets, and everyone keeps on saying the Mets needed a big bat. They needed a big bat. Well, tell me, besides Juan Soto and Josh Bell, who were traded, I'm not saying they weren't traded, but they were traded to San Diego, and they were in the Mets division. What other big bat got traded? None.
No,
there's not.
No.
There's none.
But they could have made. They could have made. There's that guy on Cincinnati. I forgot his name. He really have a good year, but I think he's a good hitter. I forgot his name right now. There was one guy on Cincinnati, Botto, but there was another guy.
Brandon Drury.
Not Drury. What's the other guy that's still on Cincinnati? Oh, I forget his name. Oh,
I mean, there's not many in Cincinnati, but listen, here's the thing is though, the people that got traded were traded for not many big pieces. The big bat that they really needed, the big power bat that was needed for the Mets that they've been looking for, asking for. Listen, Wilson Contreras was never made really available.
Him?
That guy stayed with the Cubs. They wanted everything.
I
they
thought
wanted
he was on Atlanta.
No, his brother's on Atlanta.
Oh, that's his brother. Yeah, you're right. You're right. I'm sorry.
So, but that's the point. That's the point, Dwight, is that those big bats, they just didn't move. Okay? So anybody that wants to talk about these big bats that should have come to the Mets, they were not available. They really weren't, or they were asking for a ransom, and it just didn't happen. Now, you want to talk about the bullpen? We'll talk about the bullpen. Okay? The Mets bullpen, yes, it's shaky. Drew Smith scares me at times. Ottavino has it. I mean, listen, today wasn't a great day in general versus the A's, and you're going to have these bad days. We get it. You have a five starting pitchers in your rotation currently right now between DeGrom, Scherzer, Carrasco, Walker, Bassett. Those are five. I'm putting
it
on
the
order.
But the starting pitchers don't mean nothing because the games are so close. It usually comes to games 3-2, 2-1, and the 8th, 7th, 8th, and the bullpen is such big in the
I understand, but you have the best closer in the game right now. Ottavino, Ottavino, I think you could trust. I do feel comfortable with Ottavino. And then you have guys right now that you are going to experiment with in the next 9 days. In the next nine games. You clearly have Lugo, but you have Peterson. Lucchesi is supposed to be coming back and soon. And it seems like they like what he's doing in the minors. You have I think I said Peterson already, but you got McGill. You got a lot of arms that maybe were not thought about to be in the bullpen, but they're there. So you
How do you feel about the Yankees' playoff chances? Not to cut you off.
Well, they're making the playoffs, so that's a chance.
No, how do you think they're going to do in the playoffs?
I mean, I think they're going to be flat. Personally speaking, I don't think. I think. All season long, they've relied around one player, Aaron Judge, who we'll get into, his home run, trying to make history. We'll get into all that stuff and more. But Yankees, I respectfully feel like this team is not good enough to go deep into the playoffs. The Mets, I think they have a great chance of beating anybody because they've done it all season long. They've beat everybody. They've been beating good teams. They've beaten bad teams except for the Chicago Cubs, but they've beaten everybody. The Yankees, they've had ups and downs all season long. And
well,
the
Yankees
offense,
beat the Astros. The Mets didn't.
What, one game?
Two.
Oh, sorry. Two games. So two games. Two games. Dwight, don't make it sound like the Yankees. And those two games that they won, they had the lead for what? 2 seconds each game. Hey, listen, the win is a win, don't get me wrong, but it wasn't like they were dominating the Astros. Listen, there's plenty of issues on both teams, but if I had to pick one to go deeper, I think the Mets have what it takes to go deeper. They've done it more consistently. Okay. You can see it right now. They're going to be a 100-win team. The Yankees have scuffled a lot. They went from one of the best teams in baseball, potentially setting a record, and Dwight, thank you so much for the phone call, setting a record for potentially putting together the best season in baseball and then turn into a mediocre team at best for majority of the season. And if it wasn't for Aaron Judge, literally, they would not be winning ball games. If Aaron Judge doesn't hit and home runs, Yankees don't win. It's amazing now because the past couple wins they have had, he hasn't hit the home runs, and they've been winning, which is shocking. Because typically what is taken is for him to have that power swing, to get that home run swing, for them to walk off or whatever it is, and that's how the Yankees get their wins. Every home run that Aaron Judge has hit this season, it's not this built, you know, oh, he's a compiler. No. He legitimately is making a difference in the game, and he's causing the Yankees to win games. Guy is by far having the best season ever in pinstripes. No question. There's no question about it. You can name anybody else. Alex Rodriguez, his fantastic 2009 MVP season, can't touch this. He can't. Not even coming close. 877-337-6666. You always tweet me at the Hoff WFAN. Steve is in Manhattan. What's going on, Steve?
Let's go to the Hoff, oh,
hey,
baby.
Let's go to the okay. What's up, Steve?
Okay. And also, if the Jet offensive line could block the way the FAN blocks my calls, man, the Jets would be, they might run out of 10 in a row. And the first thing I want to say before I get to the home run, to the Met fans out there, you might not be able to take what I'm ready about to say. When October rolls around and the autumn breeze starts coming in and we open the window, I'm not going to go that far, but the Met fans are going to be more upset with the Jordan Montgomery trade than the Yankees will be come this October. Now, getting to Judge's home run and everything, you want me to talk about that or talk to
Yankees?
Well,
first of all, Steve, first of all, let me just explain something. Let me just hit you with this knowledge, okay? And I was going to get into this a little bit later, but you just brought it up. Jordan Montgomery was never going to pitch significant innings for the Yankees in the playoffs. Anybody who thought differently, I'm sorry, but Gerrit Cole is your ace. Nestor Cortes has pitched like an ace all season long. Severino is actually, you know, looked well the other day. He's back. He's hopefully healthy. And they might rely on Domingo Germán, maybe even Jameson Taillon. Jordan Montgomery was never going to get real significant playoff innings. What they needed was better defense and a better, you know, a better positional player in center field. They cannot look at Aaron Hicks anymore. And Aaron Judge, listen, the guy is amazing, but to put him at center field on the regular is not good for him and the team because you want him out there, run him out there every day. He's a great center fielder, but you know what? Harrison Bader will go down as the best defensive center fielder in the history of the Yankees. I mean, it just is what it is. I know it sounds ridiculous because he's played five freaking games and he was on the IL for half the time so far with the Yankees, but he's going to go down as the best defensive center fielder in the history of the Yankees. And that comes off my tongue real quick and real easy because I've seen him in St. Louis, what he's done, the highlight reel. He looks like a right-handed Jim Edmonds.
All right, a highlight film. I'm sure we could put together a highlight film of Al Dukes looking good. First of all,
it's impossible. Like, I never looked good in his days. Like, I love Al Dukes. I'm just joking.
Yeah, but
Al Hughes.
The thing with can anybody out there top the Pittsburgh Pirate defense? Man, they're horrible.
Yes.
And the thing with the Yanks now, this thing with Judge's home run. First of all, the kid who caught it when he went out to meet the media, didn't that look like a hostage tape? But listen, Yankee fans don't know this, but when Reggie's not there no more, he's with Houston. I think he didn't want to get the shot. That's why he's not in New York. But when he was at the Yankees would pay Reggie $500,000 a year to go to birthday parties and to retrieve famous home runs. Okay. And I'm pretty sure it was either A-Rod's 400th or 500th home run where Reggie went out there to the bleachers. I'm Reggie Jackson. I hit home runs. I retrieve home runs. But the guy wouldn't give him the ball. There was some nipping and tucking out there. Again, it took about a year for the guy to settle confidentially with A-Rod, whatever he got. You can't say what he got, and they never mentioned it, but that's what happened out there.
All right. Listen, Steve, I got to take a break here, but we'll get into – you want to get into Aaron Judge and the home run ball. We'll do that next. I got to take a little break. Shane, I see you. I'll get to you in a second. 877-337-6666. I understand everyone is obsessed with this Aaron Judge home run. I'll let you know a little insight that I feel regarding this home run ball and what it really means to Aaron Judge and all these players. We'll get into it in a little in a second after this break. 877-337-6666. Or you could always tweet at me at the Hoff WFAN.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.